Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a statement I tweeted. I don't even remember how popular it became. What I said was, be a student, always.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Now I'm searching Twitter for it. But yeah, and I just messaged it to Steli and said, hey, we should talk about this. And the reason I said that is because I think we should talk about it and what it really means. Because I'm sure we both got something to say. Oh, by the way, so I tweeted it a while ago now. So actually, no, like 8-9 days ago. Obviously longer from when all of you are listening to this, but whatever. And it's a be a student, period, always, period. And it's had 102 retweets and 210 favorites, which is, even for myself, who has a bunch of followers, it's still a pretty high number. Anything that breaks three figures in either retweets or favorites is definitely something popular, I would say.
Yeah.
For me.
I would agree. What made you tweet this? Like, what was the impetus to write this out and publish it?
Yeah, good question. Currently, I'm working about... You know, technically, I work a lot, but like I'm counting my hours right now just for fun. And it's not quite counting my hours, but I'm working about 14 to 16 hour days. There's a bunch of stuff going on, a bunch of resources that are either unavailable or hard to find, depending on how you slice it. And so I realized there's a few things that are going to move a few of my businesses forward that I just need to do. And it's probably going to be like this for a bit. And I'm enjoying it. But a lot of that process has to do with learning these things I don't know. And I'll give one example just to put it out there for myself. There's a product called Sketch. It's a designer tool. You're able to design, you know, nice designs in it. It's the new Photoshop. I never learned Photoshop. It's what all the designers would use. And it would just be over my head. Like, I don't understand this layer stuff and just how it works. And lately, all the cool kids, so to speak, that are designers are using Sketch. And so I started getting a lot of Sketch files from our designers for multiple things. And then I just started opening them because I'm a tinkerer. And I realized that I can mess with them much easier than I can mess with Photoshop, much easier than I can mess with almost anything else. And these are like full-blown design with shadows and all kinds of cool stuff. I'm like, I can play with this. And the main reason I want to play with it is I work a lot on product stuff. And editing the copy and moving things around and all this stuff, it's pretty critical. And so I started playing with that. Not like recently, but like maybe 2-3 months ago. And then recently I've been in it every day. Writing specs for product is mainly my job, or specs for marketing or whatever it is. And Sketch ends up being the tool of choice. And I'm the one that's in there all day compared to anybody else on the team right now, which is really weird. For me, because I'm not a designer. I keep saying that, although I probably should stop saying that. And I'm not. Like, I really am not. I just really care about, like, design a lot. So, that's where it came from that day. But even beyond that, there's, like, a ton of other things, even, like, 2 or 3 more that I know I'm a student in right now. It's something I would consider I'm learning. And for me, learning is learning by doing. I don't like watching videos to teach me how to do something. I don't like hearing somebody tell me how to do something. I just like to jump right in, have no friction to me being able to do it, whatever that means. So use it, do it, have an output, and just do it myself. And that's how I learn the best. I know that about myself. It's also how I like to learn the best compared to like homework and school and things like that. So that's not my paradigm. I don't really ask people questions. I just try to figure it out on my own, especially if it's something digital on a computer.
Was that always like that? I mean, did you always know what the best way to learn is for you? Or did you try different ways and, you know, at some point discover, okay, I shouldn't read stuff. I shouldn't watch videos. I don't need to go and talk to people about things. The best way for me, I just need to jump right in. Or was that just always like that? You've never tried anything else?
I always found any other method a chore, because what would happen is I'd be learning it before I needed it. It always felt wrong to go, I got to learn this and then I might use it someday. That's like a real F you moment to myself. It's like, why am I doing this right now? Like, this is why like school and I never really got along. I knew how to get straight A's. I got more like straight B's on purpose because like I didn't want to get the straight A's. This was after high school. In college, I literally just slid through it. If there's like a like oil on the ground, I would just be sliding the whole time and trying not to fall over or, you know, whatever. But like I just slid right through it. Didn't really care about my grades. And it had a lot to do with this concept, which is like everything I was learning for the most part, 90% of it was things that I could not use right now. And that sucks. And so just this whole idea of like finding a way that I can always be a student really is aspirational for me. It's not even something I feel like I'm doing well enough right now.
Well, do you ever get, are there any phases where you're not a student and then you start becoming like unhappy and then you realize part of the maybe unhappiness or restlessness is that you're currently not a student in anything, or is that never happening?
I would say I've never been that conscious about it for myself to the point where I'm like, oh crap, I'm not learning. Or and to me, like, it's only more recently that I've been thinking about this because for some reason I've decided to learn a lot of new things right now in areas that either I had a lot of support previously or I just didn't care to learn, one or the other. So yeah, I guess the way I think about it is that I'm happiest when I'm learning every day and like every day and learning in this specific way, which is I'm just doing something I haven't done before, or doing something that's somewhat challenging. Like even all the rocky parts of it are not even in hindsight, but like hours later, minutes later, days later, I'm like, oh, that was worth it. Even though I was like really angry in the moment, totally worth it.
All right. So there's one thing that I want to dive into before I share some of my immediate thoughts when you shared that tweet and when I retweeted it back a few days ago, which is, you know, I want to zero in a little bit on that, like learning by doing, I'll call it, right? The kind of immersing yourself, but learning by taking action without spending too much time on researching, reading, learning, listening, talking, but really just immersing in the doing as a learning channel. A lot of times when you do, let me say, when I learn that way, oftentimes I'll make a few mistakes, or I'll make some stupid mistakes, or some things might take me a little longer than if I had learned this thing maybe more traditionally, or if I'd gone through some kind of a process of kind of reading the manual, quote unquote, so to speak, very carefully before jumping into it. But I found that those kind of difficulties, or sometimes the slow way of learning that way, or maybe learning something simple, even taking me multiple attempts because I kind of had to discover it versus just reading it somewhere, that has a certain quality to the learning experience and how deep my knowledge is about this new thing, because I had to go trial and error, and I had to experience and I had to discover the solution myself versus just hearing it from somebody else. That is hard to replicate when I take a shortcut to learning something. And I don't know quite how to articulate this, but I've thought about this before, and I'll give you an example a little later. But first I want to check if I'm crazy about, if this is a crazy thought, or if this is something you've identified. And then I'll share the one strongest example I have about this for myself.
Yeah, let's do it.
Does that make any sense, though? Do I make sense?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So here's the, there's probably many examples, but the strongest example that I can think of was the way I learned to play the guitar. I don't even know if you know that I know how to play the guitar, but when I was...
No idea. No, I've never heard anything. And like, I'm surprised you haven't taken a guitar up on stage and just went at it.
I am. Knowing you. I've thought about it many times, but not yet done it, but it is surely going to happen sooner or later.
Amazing. So, can't wait.
So I learned to play the guitar was the first object of my ambition in life, right? So when I was 12, so my older brother was playing the guitar. And I don't know, when I was 12 and a half years old, I decided that I wanted to learn it. And for whatever reason, I decided that I would learn it without anybody else knowing. And then I would kind of just jump out of a closet and surprise everybody of how amazing I am. And so anytime my brother was gone, I would go into his room and I would just try to figure out how to play the guitar. So I did this for a few weeks, semi-successfully, but not as successfully as I wanted it. And this is back in the day. We didn't have a computer or the internet back then in our house. It existed already, but we just didn't have it. So there was no YouTube, no watching YouTube or any simple way for me to like learn this. And looking at books, music books, was just still not, you know, that helpful to me. So eventually I actually had him teach me some basics, just the very bare minimum, like what, how does this all work? What do I need to practice to be able to even understand what's going on and have like the finger coordination, all that. And he spent so a few weeks teaching me the bare minimum basics. And then from there on, everything I learned, and I got really obsessed like for a while, well, between 13 and 17, I did nothing else than playing the guitar. I played the guitar like 9-10 hours a day. I would not go to school. I would, from the moment I wake up at home all day long, was just play. And the way I was learning was just listening to songs and trying to play them, and then listening to solos and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on and how to play them. And I would spend hours and hours trying to figure things out. And sometimes, like, things I could have easily just read in a book, not just how to play this specific song, but certain techniques that just sound weird to the naked ear. And I had to figure out how does this person make the guitar sound like? Like, what do they do here? It took me forever to figure certain things out that I could have just like asked somebody or just read a book. But I became very good at playing the guitar for a while and playing very complicated solos and doing things that sounded really impressive. And beyond that, I developed an incredible ear to the point where I could just listen to almost anything and just play it. Yeah, not instantly, but within a few minutes. And I always had the feeling that, you know, when I was later on, when I played in bands and when I played with other people that were really good, that I developed this ear and I stumbled over a bunch of things because of this trial and error, because of going the quote unquote difficult route. My understanding was sometimes much deeper than if I just asked somebody that shown it to me. I don't know. That was kind of, that's my strongest example where really I spent sometimes, there was one thing, I spent a whole week, like hours and hours and hours every day trying to figure out something that today anybody, any kid that wanted to like learn that technique would just like YouTube, type it in, and then within 5 minutes, know exactly how to do it. And it just took me 7 days of like hours every day to kind of discover how this thing happens. Because all I had was a song and a sound and then trial and error trying to recreate this, and I just couldn't figure it out. So that's my example of learning by extreme doing without a lot of help along the way. And I always wondered if learning it that way, which sometimes I think took me longer to get to the end result, that journey I had to take, if that has a certain quality, a certain depth to it in terms of understanding that's hard to recreate when you take the shortcut or the direct route. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. People learn different ways, is what I've learned. Like some people are visual, some people are auditory. Some people really need, like auditory meaning like audiobooks. Some people really need other people to teach them just because that's how they learn the best, like a teacher. But it sounds like you just literally practiced by watching videos of other people doing it, which is as close to learning by doing as I can imagine. So to me, like that's, you probably have a similar model to myself. I think a lot of founders or entrepreneurs figure out how to learn by doing. And I think learning by doing is probably the easiest one to learn compared to thinking to yourself that you're a visual person or a person who loves audio. And the reason I say that is as I've been thinking about this and you've been explaining kind of your approach, your thinking on it, it just dawned on me that like, it's like the best way to learn how to swim is to get thrown in the pool, right?
Yeah. But I think that maybe a reason why oftentimes we want to learn by first reading a book or by asking people for advice or by observing others doing things, is because learning by doing kind of implies that you're going to make mistakes, right? You're going to do the wrong thing. Versus if you read a bunch of books, if you listen to a bunch of things, it's still a much safer space. Safer, quote unquote, right? You can enjoy kind of theoretically understanding more about the subject without the risk of stumbling or doing something wrong or getting frustrated, right? So maybe learning by doing might also just require a higher level of being okay with looking stupid in the name of progress. and just making mistakes and not doing something well. And maybe a lot of entrepreneurs are good at learning by doing, because you have to be okay with making mistakes anyways.
Yeah, I couldn't argue with that. I mean, I see so many people, it's pretty simple, kind of like how you're describing it, where if you think you have a requirement to learn that requires you to spend all this time doing something, like watching a video or listening to somebody or asking for advice, which is probably one that I find really fascinating, which I'm sure is a whole other episode. It's like, just go do it. If you want to learn something, just go do it. Just try it. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't go like use a recipe book if you want to learn how to cook. It's just do the least amount of effort, least amount of time required to go do the thing that you're trying to learn how to do. So if it's cooking, don't worry too much about videos or anything. Just get a recipe book or look up a recipe online and just go at it. You know, make sure obviously you have all the right ingredients. But like even shopping at the grocery store or on Amazon, you know, pantry or whatever they call it, you know, all that stuff, that's a process in itself of doing the thing of cooking. You have to learn how to do that too. And so to me, it's just about going and doing. And I'm going to make that my tip, which is like, instead of worrying about like trying to learn and spending a lot of time learning, spend the least amount of time you can learn and just get to doing when you're trying to learn something new. And to me, that's really what being a student is all about, in from my perspective.
I love it. All right. My tip is going to be a little different. The thing that I like to do once a year, and I'll share this as my tip, is that there's a particular time in the year where I like to sit down and actually try to compare my current self with myself a year ago. And the questions that I ask are not like how have I learned or how have I grown or why am I more successful than I used to be. But the framing that I have for that reflection is that I ask myself, what is something I did a year ago, I thought a year ago, or I was capable of a year ago that today seems stupid to me, or today seems wrong to me, or today I'm surprised about that was something I thought, or that was something I was challenged by because now it's easy. I'm trying to figure out how have I changed. And to me, that delta of change means that I've grown and learned. And if there's not much that I thought a year ago, if I don't think that a year ago I was stupid in a number of ways, or I was silly in a number of ways, or I was wrong in a number of ways, and if I don't feel like a year ago I was like challenged by problems that now seem easy, then that scares the living hell out of me. That is something that makes me go, holy shit, did I waste a year? Did I just waste a year on this planet without learning anything? So that's, to me, I found that's a useful framing to look into myself and go, is there anything that I thought a year ago that now I think it's stupid, or that I thought was really difficult that now is easy? And if I don't have good answers to this, it's usually an indication that I'm not learning enough. And then that fires me up and it gives me a kick in the butt to make sure that I now learn more and make the next year count.
Love it.
Right. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.